Well, well, hello again, my friends. EK the Writing Elk here with yet another episode of the story. A story called Some Shitty Vacation. Some Shitty Vacation is a short crime fiction story featuring the life of an hitman called Lancelot Turner. A vacationing hitman from the narcotics underworld. One who finds himself being dragged back into the very situation he was trying to escape in the first place. His escape plan was both for the short as well as for the long term. He had planned on using this short-term trip into Montreal to further research and investigate the long-term get-out plan, the one he had been considering in recent times. The road leads from Norfolk, Virginia to Montreal, Quebec and back. But some people just can't seem to get a learning break, can they? This is
Chapter 4
of the story, Some Shitty Vacation, a story of drug war and second chances.
Today we bring you the hits and yes, some of the misses too, in the life of our undercover hitman from the narcotics underworld, Lancelot Turner. But first, here is a word from our sponsor.
Looking for a great gift idea or simply enjoying a fun read? Look no further, because the author who gave you the book, How to Train a Wild Puppy Dog Named Manly, is back. Remember Eloy Kelly? He was back with The Shirt Depot, a grown-up story to go. It's the perfect story for the grown-ups in your circle. It's a great read for him or her, especially if they have a hearty sense of humor. Delivered daily over lunch like biscuits to crunch, he will want to pay you back for loving him so much. Give it to her like you should. Show her you're that good. Get that copy of The Shirt Depot, Story to Go, the new tale for grown-ups. Available on Amazon Kindle. For more information, log on to inkyitalk.com. It's The Shirt Depot, a story to go and more. Go get it now.
And now, here is today's episode. Today's episode is taken from Chapter 5. Chapter 5B. And it goes something like this. Well, 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 hello again, my friends. EK the Writing Elk here with yet another episode of the story. A story called Some Shitty Vacation. Some Shitty Vacation is a short crime fiction story featuring the life of an hitman called Lancelot Turner.
A vacationing hitman from the narcotics underworld. One who finds himself being dragged back into the very situation he was trying to escape in the first place. His escape plan was both for the short as well as for the long term. He had planned on using this short-term trip into Montreal to further research and investigate the long-term get-out plan, the one he had been considering in recent times. The road leads from Norfolk, Virginia to Montreal, Quebec and back. But some people just can't seem to get a learning break, can they? This is
Chapter 4
of the story, Some Shitty Vacation, a story of drug war and second chances.
Today we bring you the hits and yes, some of the misses too, in the life of our undercover hitman from the narcotics underworld, Lancelot Turner. But first, here is a word from our sponsor.
Looking for a great gift idea or simply enjoying a fun read? Look no further, because the author who gave you the book, How to Train a Wild Puppy Dog Named Manly, is back. Remember Eloy Kelly? He was back with The Shirt Depot, a grown-up story to go. It's the perfect story for the grown-ups in your circle. It's a great read for him or her, especially if they have a hearty sense of humor. deliver it daily over lunch like biscuits to crunch. He will want to pay you back for loving him so much. Give it to her like you should. Show her you're that good. Get that copy of The Sheer Depot, Story to Go, the new tale for grown-ups. Available on Amazon Kindle. For more information, log on to inkyitalk.com. It's The Sheer Depot, a story to go and more. Go get it now.
And now, here is today's episode. Today's episode is taken from chapter 5b, and it goes something like this. The police car was parked up there right at the base of the entrance ramp onto the Mercier Bridge. The cop was standing behind the half-open door. Why did she panic? She normally have nerves of steel, but on this day, she felt really insecure. If she could turn around and get out of there, she would have. But there was no other place to go but to continue along straight ahead. The cop was watching her intently. Anna flashed a fake smile his direction as she passed by, streaming along with the crowd. But the cop was unfazed, his stone cold eyes still watching her. She could see this by way of the rearview mirror. "I am going to have a talk with Lenny when I get back," she said to herself. "Is he into something that I am not yet aware of? Did the cops spot us hanging together? How likely is it that she is going to be pulled over by cops just because of the fact that she was seen hanging around with the wrong dude again?" She was wondering. He who had just happened to be the one dude she had even bothered to give the time of day since she drove into this town? She grunted. "Didn't I hear them say that unlike signs attract? Have I traded a dog for a monkey here?" She was hanging around with him for that very same reason. He seemed quite the opposite of Manny, or any of those who hangs around with him. She didn't want to be picked out of the crowd just because of. Hannah had switched the plates on the vehicle. Her Virginia plates were somewhere near the river, safely tucked away between two rocks. The Quebec plate, which was installed on the Escalade at the time, was lifted from an old Chevrolet parked under some pine trees at the back end of a property. Lenny likes to think that he and Hannah are becoming an item, but Hannah is not at that place yet. There are some benefits for hanging around with him, though. She has seen enough grit in him to think that he does have some potential, but she has got enough of her own sheet to go about worrying about such things, she told him. At least not yet. Lenny is sitting at the front doorstep today, chain smoking and fidgety as ever. Rugby, the dog, is hardly any better in that regard. He's as cranky as he has ever been. Can't seem to find the sweet spot for his head on top of the fold-up hind legs, no matter which end of his bed the lot happened to fall upon. He keeps on whining and rearranging his bed, his doggy bed, that is. Lenny would have taken the risk with the car in a bid to go find her, but today again, like it has become the norm of late, Anna took the keys with her. Or maybe she has relocated it somewhere, even though she is driving her own car and not Lenny's. Whatever the case, he can't seem to lay his fingers on them. Come to think of it, the dog hasn't been quite himself for quite some time now. Rugby has been acting up and behaving very weird lately. He seems to be overly alert at times, especially at night times, like when he would get up and trot around the house, waking everyone up in the process with her growling and barking.
which he was not accustomed to be doing prior to. What had changed to bring that about? Coming events casting their shadows, perhaps? In spite of all the gloominess which seemed to be bucking at us, said Lenny, we are just going to have to keep soldering on together, you and I. He was to have said this while rubbing the dog's head, smoothing out the hairy mat and manipulating the dog's eyelids in the process, tearing them thin, long and backward. Yes, I am talking to you, Rugby, Lenny added in response to the dog's queries. This was to have happened when Rugby cast a disapproving glance at him. Lenny is a bundle of nerves of late. He tends to get that way whenever he's anxious or scared. She, on the other hand, was as calm as could be, as far as he could see. She made herself look busy working the phone with just a pinky and the ring fingers. The first and the middle fingers were busying themselves servicing the cigarette, you know, holding things together in place, while the thumb every now and then would flick the tip in order to coax the stick obediently into place and at other times to rid it of the unwanted ash reluctantly clinging on to the end. But that was then. Lenny is alone this evening, though. No one else other than for the dog Rugby with him. He is sitting there on the front doorstep, smoking and waiting for his girl, his newfound girl Anastasia, to come home. But one could reach out and grab a hold of the fear in his eyes. In Lenny's mind, it would seem to him like every time that the L word starts to be brandished around him and his house, something bad would happen, always. As it now is, old boy Lenny is now at that time and a place in his life where he is smack dab in the middle of planning a wedding and preparing for his marriage to Anna. Although he hasn't yet gotten to the point where he could muster up the courage to have asked her. And it would have appeared as if that's the last thing that Anna wants to even contemplate at this point in time anyways. That's it for today, my friends. Thank you for lending me your ear chime again. Come join us next time when we shall bring you yet another episode of this story. Until then, I remain your very best of friend, EK, the Writing Elk, and I'm out.